This is your 101.7 The Truth News Update.
Hello, everyone. This is Rhea Riley with your news update. Another Milwaukee public school is close to reopening after lead hazards. The Milwaukee Health Department says Lafayette Elementary has finished its lead renovation work this week. MPS staff are currently waxing and sealing floors in preparation for a deep cleaning next Tuesday. MHD also plans to conduct dust sweep clearance tests on June 3rd. Brown Street and Westside Academies are closed for the rest of the school year as part of ongoing lead remediation cleanups. In Waukesha, at Oak Hill Terrace Senior Living Center,
it sounds like they're reporting 8 people fighting in the lobby.
Audio courtesy of Broadcastify describes a large fight that left adults and juveniles injured Thursday afternoon. Police say a dispute began among several employees, then escalated when another group of people forcibly entered the lobby. Several people and a juvenile were assaulted. One victim was kicked in the head, another had their phone stolen and later found destroyed on Interstate 94. Waukesha police are seeking multiple suspects who could face charges of battery, disorderly conduct, and child abuse. Jury selection is underway in a high-profile Milwaukee murder trial. 34-year-old Maxwell Anderson is accused of killing 19-year-old Sade Robinson in April of last year. Police said the two were seen together on a date just hours before Robinson was reported missing. Her burned car was found shortly afterwards, and over the following days, her dismembered remains were discovered in multiple locations across southeast Wisconsin and even northern Illinois. Anderson faces 3 felony charges, including homicide and mutilating a corpse. He has pleaded not guilty. This has been your news update. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on the new 101.7 The Truth.
Bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the common council president and the common council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Who keeps putting this fake, faux Milwaukee flag in here? Now it's gone. All right. All right, it's Tuesday already. But the week has already begun. Hang on, let me see. All this stuff, who was in here? Tory Lowe was in here? Oh, my goodness. Everything's all discombobulated. Discommemorated. What is going on? Gotta fix stuff. All right. Should I try it again? Okay, so play the theme again. No, I'm just kidding. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Hey, can you tell I had a good weekend? It was a great weekend. So I guess I can officially say celebrated my birthday over the weekend. So it's official. I'm old. So now, if you thought I was bad, I don't really be bad. Hey, can you? No. Right? That's what I would normally say. Now, I'm just not going to answer. You're going to be like, hey, Dr. Ken, such, 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 such. I'm going to look at you. That's exactly what you're going to get. Oh, I'm just kidding. I'm having a great day. I am having an absolutely magnanimous, wonderful, stupendous day. I am. You know? And so I think from now on, I'm going to celebrate my birthday the entire month. But I'm going to celebrate my birthday the entire month from the day of till the day before the next month. Does that make sense? So if I was born on the 1st, I would celebrate from the 1st to the 30th or 31st until the next month started. So if I was born on the 10th, I would celebrate until the 9th of the following month. I think I'm going to do that this time. But that'll mean every time I do it, I'll have to say happy birthday to me every single day for a month. How long do you think that will last? I mean, like 3 days. And then I'll forget. Then I'll be like, I was doing something. What was I doing? Wait a minute. And then I won't remember. And then it'll be all messed up. And yeah. So I'm having one of those days today. And I'm having one of those days because it looks like I might have emailed something that wasn't the right thing. And you know I hate to do that. And so while I'm sitting here doing a live show, I have to go on and check to make sure that everything is taken care of. But you know how that goes, right? Things get messed up. I still don't understand about this cord. Can somebody help me with this cord? This cord is too long. It's just hanging down. It's just, yeah. But see, that's the other thing you get to do when you reach a certain age, right? You get to complain about stuff. And to be honest, you really don't care whether or not anybody fixes it. You just want to be able to complain about it. You know? You just want to be able to complain about it. And so that's what I did. I complain about everything. Speaking of today, I have another thing I want to complain about. And I don't really understand what it's about. But this is for college presidents. So there was a story in CBS58.com that talked about how university leaders are upset with the Trump administration. They want to, the Trump administration wants to reshape how students pay for college, which I think might be a good thing with the way students are complaining about loans and financing and all that other stuff. So I kind of get it. I kind of understand why that's a thing. Well, here in Wisconsin, they're speaking out about the potential overhaul of student loan programs. Part of the one big beautiful bill that's in the House. They proved it. They approved it, and now it's going to the Senate. And there are two senators, I think Ron Paul and Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, are having issues with because they say it takes too much spending. And so leaders from the University of Wisconsin system, Technical College, Wisconsin Association of Independent Colleges, everybody's complaining to talk about the provision in the policy that would reshape how students pay for college. College is too expensive. I don't care what anybody says or what anybody does. College is too expensive. And on top of that, how you have to pay for it is so convoluted and so idiotic that by the time you pay for it, you never really know what you're paying. Now, one thing the Obama administration brought in is they put a cap on how much you could raise tuition. They should have just locked it in, but they didn't do that. Okay, you can go up another 4%. And that's it. Well, you should lock it that way for 4 years and only adjust it every 4 years or so, right? You can go up four. And that way you can budget better. You can plan better. Faculty, everybody knows you're not getting a raise for 4 years. So if you come here, this is what you get. If you came here the last year of a four-year bid, then you might get a raise the next year, but it'll only be 4%. Like stuff like that, right? We don't do that. You go into a dark hole, somebody in the internet decides whether or not you're going. And trust me, I've had loans. I've paid for school. I've done all that. I filled out FAFSAs when they were on paper. I filled out FAFSAs online. I filled out FAFSAs when they're electronic. And it still didn't make any sense. Every year, the amount of how much money you could make changed. So 1 year you were eligible, the next year you weren't. The next year you're eligible, the next year you aren't. The next year you think you're getting, and here's the lie behind it. We call it financial aid when in fact it's not financial aid at all. I'm getting so upset. It's a loan. It is not financial aid. You're not aiding me by putting me in debt. You're saddling me. So if you want to call it a strap or a belt that you're tying me down, call it financial strapped. You're going to be financially strapped. But don't call it aid because you're not helping me. You're helping me be in debt for the next 10 to 20 years so I'm not able to live the American dream. That is what you should call it. That's what you should call it. Or make two-year college compulsory and go from there. They're slamming aspects, calling it, well, what they don't want to hear is the package including replacing a dozen student loan repayment plans with just two, a standard monthly rate, and a new income-based plan. So Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman said, let me be blunt, it simply makes no sense for the United States to narrow educational opportunities. How are we narrowing educational opportunities? What that means is that we're shedding light on what it actually is and not all this ridiculousness so the federal government can make so much money off students and keeping them tied down with debt for decades. I am dumbfounded that cutting education opportunities would even be considered when our economy, when our economic vibrancy of our nation is at stake. First of all, students don't make the economy vibrant. They could never make the economy vibrant because, Mr. Rothman, under this plan, you keep students in debt. At least if we try something new, you know exactly what you're getting. This is what your bill's going to be when you get it. This is how long you're going to have to pay it. That's it. Here's a repayment plan. You get an extended plan or you get a regular plan. That's all that was there. Loan forgiveness, it's another beast. If you work in public sector, if you work in a nonprofit, law enforcement, fire service, city government, you should get it forgiven over a certain amount of time. Here's my question. Why am I making payments over a certain amount of time? Because the federal government wants to make money on the debt. Then why not just send them to school for free? You major in this and you get this minimum grade point average, you get to go to school for free. That's like we do military people. If you want to change something, change that. We got kids of people who are in the military making money. Well, I wouldn't say making money, but not paying money by going to college for free, by giving it to their spouses and children. For what possible reason? There's not enough you could do in the military for your entire family to get a benefit off the taxpayers. It's ridiculous, but I have friends whose kids went to school for that, took their sweet time. Got, what, 128 credits of undergraduate pay for school? How many of them, as they say, trick that off? But yet we're sitting here crying about whether or not. Oh, and by the way, all these schools that are taking all the money from the military? Maybe you should turn that back over too then. Because that doesn't make any sense, right? Free money from the federal government. But those veterans earned it. Their families did not. So if you want to give it to a veteran, me personally, give a veteran a bachelor's degree and a master's degree. Be able to take advantage of whatever your federal and whatever your state gives you. Why the state gives you something and you are federal makes no difference. It just makes no sense to me. You just get one, just like everybody else. If I can get a loan and I have to handle it, then if you're a veteran, you should only get one kick at the cat for your degree. That's it. You don't keep, I think I'll have the state pay for this one and the federal government pay for this one. And I think that's too much. And now people say, oh, you hate veterans. No, I don't hate veterans. If we're going to do what's equitable, you already got rid of diversity, equity, and inclusion. So nobody in America is special anymore. Well, let's get rid of that too. Other changes would repeal the Biden-era regulations that made it easier for students to get loans canceled if their college suddenly closed or defrauded them. That should not change. If I'm a victim, I shouldn't have to pay back something that's a school loan, but if it was a credit card or a store cheated me, I could sue them and get my money back. That just makes no sense. It's idiotic. But these are people who have money invested into Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and real estate and housing and mortgages and school loans. So they want to make money. It was a mistake to have the federal government run the system. It was a mistake to have who? The private sector run the system. Let students and schools sit down and figure out how this works. And if the school doesn't work with you, go somewhere else. They say it would also limit the number of options low to middle income students have to pay for college. Students that would be impacted under the provision say they'd be forced to pay more to stay in school. So here's what you have to be careful of, right? Jose Villarreal, a student at Madison College, said, if we want a stronger workforce and stronger economy, we need to support students already giving it all they've got. Don't move the goalposts. Don't make it harder for us, please. But I'm sure if I ask him something, he'll only tell me the talking points that everybody else that's against it tell me, and they won't look at anything in that that's positive. That's the problem I have. Higher education is one of several controversial measures in the legislative package that also seeks to cut Medicaid, food stamps, and make permanent GOP's 2017 tax cuts. So what I need is for somebody to show me where it cuts Medicaid, where it cuts food stamps. So here's what happens. We call things a cut when we don't expand it. Oh, you're not giving me more? Oh, that's a cut. It goes up every 5 years. This year, we're not getting 5%. It's not a cut. But I don't know what that is because no one will come out and say, this is what it is. How will students be affected with school loans? If you were telling me a story like this, what you should have told me is exactly what the plan is for each one with the two plans. But they don't give you detail because that's on purpose. They only want you upset about it. But don't feel bad. Republicans do it too. They only tell you the good stuff about the bill. They don't tell you the bad. But through it all, this story disturbs me because university leaders are pretending like they know what it takes for somebody to go to school in today's climate. When I was in school, none of this stuff, even as far back as 2009, none of this stuff was in vogue. The stuff that's under the Biden administration, the stuff that's under the Trump administration, none of this was there. What we miss is somebody has to pay for it. Somebody has to pay for it. I pay for it with my blood, sweat, and tears working for the Milwaukee Police Department and for the state of Wisconsin and for Concordia University for 30 plus years. If you want yours forgiven, do the same. But I got to tell you, hey, college presidents, stop being stupid.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You know, it was about 3 o'clock when I looked at the time. And I had about 2 more hours to go before I got to your love. And the time just kept ticking slower and slower. When I got to the front door, I thought about opening the door with my keys and seeing your lovely face right in front of me.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. I had to ask him, who is this? He's like, Keith Sweat. I'm like, I didn't like him anyway. So, you know, I didn't listen to Keith Sweat. There's just some people I didn't like, you know, if you add up, oh yeah, these are all the people you like. Yeah, Keith Sweat wasn't one of them. Al Bishur, yes. Keith Sweat, no. No. It was like bubblegum music. Without Will Smith. You know, it's like, I mean, like, I get what you're trying to do, dude. Oh, girl. Hello. Keith Sweat never did it. He never did it. That's just me. It's just me. 833-212-1017 is the number. You know, I've been remiss. I have not checked the 833-212-1017 talking text line. I haven't checked there. I haven't. You can tell I've been gone like 3-4 days, right? You just fall off. So, Good Life said, happy birthday, Dr. Ken, and many more. Why do we tell people many more? Right? I think that's nice, by the way. That was very nice. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it. I really appreciate it. Sound like you're trying to sing, though. Like, really? Trying to sing. So, here's the deal. College presidents, y'all need to do better. You need to start doing stuff to help kids and help them get through school. We've got so many regulations. Yeah, I know. But still. It's too expensive. Just too expensive. Anyway. 833-212-1017 is the number. Let me see. Sincere here, late afternoon. Reginald, good afternoon. Reginald, how are you? Landa Banana, what's going on? Kawanda. From my end, Dr. Ken and classmates, let's see if our last instructor for the day is still on his 4-day weekend gig. Wow. You roll me like that? That's terrible. That's terrible. Not really a city girl. What's going on? Then y'all start talking to each other and just forget about me. S.E., what's going on? not really a city girl said, happy belated birthday. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Sincere, Ronnie Ray Real said, happy old folks day. And see, that the reason why that doesn't bother me is because you have to actually be blessed enough to make it to that age. Because I'm telling you, many people don't. We talked about it a couple of weeks ago. Good friend of mine, Fred Johnson, passed away at 40. Vice President, Wisconsin, General Manager for Erie Insurance. Has been on the show dozens of times, Saturday show, weeks. So it's not promised. So to get my age and celebrate a birthday and love it? Who was that? S.E.? Hey, who, wait, let me see who said that. Sincere Ronnie Ray Real. Block Sincere Ronnie Ray Real and then tear up his name, delete his Gmail account, and then go find where he at and send an electrode to blow up his phone. There we go. Okay, I'm just kidding. Let's see. Hey, y'all. Normally, people on time have time to prepare themselves before running in late, trying to... Okay, see, y'all tripping. Somebody said, yep, you old, because that's definitely a universal thing in getting old, compiling, just to be heard and ignoring at the same time. Absolutely. Pretend like you listening and ain't thinking nothing about it when people talk. Okay, hell yeah, okay, all right. There you go, that's what's up. Don't care, can't repeat to you. And watch this. Not because of old age can't repeat what they said, you actually wasn't even listening. You was thinking about where was you going to be. You're like, hey, what's going on? Okay, it's 28 minutes after the hour. I'm going to be at 5 o'clock. I'm going to be at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Hey, what's up, Lana Banana? Reginald said, yeah, give a veteran a master's. Yeah, but you got to earn it too. And watch this. I would even be mean enough to say only combat veterans. So if you didn't go in country, you don't get. If you didn't get combat pay, you don't get the education. That would be mean though, wouldn't it? Yeah, that'd be mean. Kawanda said, "Are you freaking serious? I'll be sure over Keith Sweat." Yeah, I'm leaving the class early today. Then she threw up the peace sign. She threw up the deuces. You know what I'm saying? Bye, girl. See, you forgot I told you at the beginning, because of my age, I ain't going to really care. Kawanda ain't going nowhere. She knows she tripping. You ain't going nowhere, girl. Oh, and then she said, don't do my man. So Keith Sweat is her man. Okay, well, wait a minute. Kawanda, let me help you, because let me see. Let me do this one thing before we go to break. Keith Sweat, 63 years old. Keith Sweat can't move like he used to. He can't sing like he used to. And Sincere, Ronnie Ray Real, we about to block him. He finna get blocked. He like, matter of fact, we got to block Kawanda too, because she like Keith Sweat. He likes Keith Sweat, so she don't. And Kawanda, just before we go, how old are you? Because you be talking a lot of nonsense. And talking about people's age, but you never said how old you were. Interesting. Let me take a quick look. 50 degrees right now. Supposed to rain tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. But I'm sorry, right now it's 63 degrees. The low tonight is 50. And winds are from the northeast at 13 miles an hour. So I guess it's not too bad. When we come back, I have a note. This must be my deer month or something. Dear Senator Johnson, Senator Drake, and Representative Haywood, I got a note for you when we come back. I'm just saying. It's 1017 The Truth. Dr. Ken Harris with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. There is no better time to upgrade your windows and doors than right now, because Pella is offering up to 6 years of 0% financing. Set up your free in-home consultation. You commit to nothing at this point. They'll listen to your vision, suggest Pella materials and customization to make it a really, 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 really great reality. Get 0% financing for up to 6 years. Certain restrictions apply. And the deal ends May 31st. So visit PellaWI.com. That's Pella, PellaWI.com. So that's the 31st. So today is the 27th. You got the 28th, 29th, the 30th, and the 31st. You got 4 days. That's all you got. 0% financing for up to 6 years. Windows, doors, combination, you name it. You probably need it. Because it's about to get warm outside, y'all. And if the windows don't work, that's a problem.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. One of the reasons why it sounds the same, because it's all from that new Jack Swing era. Anyway, 8-3-3. DJ Brother Z putting his thumb like, man, it's trash. Your generation ain't done nothing original in your life. Yeah, turn his mic on because he talking trash. Now, put some headphones on too so you can hear me hollering at you. I still can't hear you. What? New Jack Swing was the worst era of music? Were you alive during New Jack Swing? No. So if you weren't alive during it, you can't say anything about it. Be quiet. Pumpkinhead. That's all I got. I can't like, he taller than me. He way more than me. He's younger than me. Like, what am I gonna do? Today, Dr. Ken went missing after going home after his show. I mean, it's an acquired taste, just like mumble rap. It's an acquired taste. 833-212-1017 is the number. So, my good friends. Well, I've met one, and then I know the others, but Senators Tanya Johnson and Dora Drake and Representative Kaylin Haywood are asking Social Development Commission to give up their designation as a community action agency at once. So their May 22nd letter to the board says doing so is the only responsible path forward. Without this designation, SDC isn't eligible for millions of federal community block services block grant funds effective July 3rd. The three elected officials said it's a necessary decision for the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families to terminate SDC's status as a community action agency. The letter argues that if SDC appeals the department's decision, it risks losing $1.18 million in anti-poverty program funds and delaying Milwaukee County's access to rent assistance, food security. Why don't we just call, I don't know why we keep changing names to things to make it sound better when in fact it doesn't sound better at all. It's not food security. It's ridiculous. Hunger and workforce development services. So appealing the decision could run up against the September 30th deadline to spend $1.18 million in community services block grant funds. Because if you don't, you got to give them back. Make sense? The letter urges SDC not to appeal. With SDC out of the picture, another organization can delegate the funds to anti-poverty services in Milwaukee County. That, I have to say, Johnson, Drake, Haywood, excellent. You did phenomenal. The anti-poverty agency had a $30 million operating budget and once offered dozens of programs. It has struggled since its misallocation of more than $100,000 in state funds surfaced last year. Department of Administration forensic audit of the agency is ongoing, and the Department of Workforce Development recently sued the agency over wages owed to employees. How? Like, how'd that even happen? Like, how? So the money that you had left, what you should have done, is paid the people who are supposed to be paid. But you couldn't even do that. On top of that, you get sued for not paying people, even though, if I'm not mistaken, and I can be corrected, you said that you would pay your employees through a certain day. Clearly you didn't. Back pay for former employees. The Wisconsin Department of Justice filed a lawsuit against the Social Development Commission. And according to court records, Department of Justice filed it, alleging that they failed to pay $359,609.73 in wages and benefits owed to former employees. The department is seeking to double that amount as a penalty for willful failure to pay. Here's my question. Are you going to give those employees that extra money? Because if you're not, don't give it to the state of Wisconsin. One woman is claiming she needs $4,800 in back pay. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do? What SDC should do is follow the urging of Senator Johnson, Senator Drake, and Representative Caitlin Haywood, and simply give up the designation so the county can get the money and still take care of those same people. So instead of going to SDC, they can go to the county. Like, it's just plain and simple to do. It's just simple. And so at some point, we got to stop complaining that it's a black agency, because it's not. It serves all poverty throughout the county. The problem that we need to blame, the people we need to blame, is the board. They did not live up to their fiduciary responsibility to do their jobs, to do the audits, and to do the thing. They didn't do something because money was misappropriated and mishandled and misallocated. And we still don't know whether or not any was stolen. But there's no reason. Just like MPS. There's no reason. There's absolutely no reason why those things happened. The state let them get away with it, which is why you should not have elected that woman, the state superintendent, Underly. She should not be the state superintendent. She is a byproduct of the public system, just like every other person, and she's going to give in like every other person. When it comes to education, this is me talking. There's no such thing as public versus private versus charter. A child being educated is a child being educated. You having a certified teacher is not going to guarantee you get a great education. Look at MPS. And most kids at MPS get a great education. There's a number of them that don't. But do you need that many employees? Do you really need that many employees for only 62,000 kids? It's hard enough to teach already. And so they have a superintendent that's coming in and making change and doing things. And you know how you can tell somebody's doing something great? Everybody mad at her. Well, not everybody, but a lot of people are mad at her. And it's unfortunate, because when you want change, when you want growth, when you want people to be held accountable for their job, you actually complain about it, which is just weird to me. Students who will only get two types of payment schedules, and it's simple, and these are what your payments are, schools are complaining. Because what it does, it takes the veil off of how you're going to be paying for your school. Which means when students see what they're actually going to be paying for their school, school might not be $20,000 a year. School might actually be $38,000 a year when you're done. And they might say, we're not going to do that. So there are a lot of things that are going to change in education, top to bottom. Do I like all of them? Absolutely not. There's some things the Trump administration are getting 100% wrong, but there are also some things that the Biden administration got 100% wrong. So we'll look into it. But then, since we're talking about the Biden administration, sometimes the Trump administration, well, the word I would use for the Trump administration, petty.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, the Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, the Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. That's not the original. Who made that? What's the name? Isley Brothers? Sounds like a later version. Oh, I'm sorry. You can do that when you know there are multiple versions and stuff. Y'all not old enough to know we got multiple. Oh, you see the face he blew? I love it. I got a friend of mine that does that same face. Yep, that same face. That's how you know you're getting this. Anybody that's under the age of like 45, when you say things and you get on them and they don't have anything to come back with and they give you that face, you know you got them. That's all right. Which is something I like about that generation too, because they don't hold anything in at all. If they don't like something, that's nasty. They'll tell you like upfront, straightforward, and personal, they don't like that. Or they really like it and they really want it, so give them some. Like there's no, oh, excuse me. So you think I would be like, nope, they're not gonna do that. I'm like, excuse me, yeah, I want that. Like, excuse me? I like that hat. But it's my hat. Yeah, but I want that. Is it sort of like being a child your whole life? You just ask your parents for everything. Hey, can I have? Except now it transferred over to everybody. Because I told y'all I'm at that age now where I don't really care. But I mean, I really don't care. So now I can just show it by just simply not responding. So you see this? I've been trying to put this watch on for like a half hour. And every time I try to put it on, something happens or I drop it and then it falls over. Part of that was because I drove too much this weekend and I had too much time to think. And I was able to think things through. So here's the pettiness. I think the Trump administration, before the break, we were talking about the Trump administration and Biden and all that and loans and schools and all that. Fox6Now.com has a story. The FBI has announced it will investigate cases, some from the Biden-era White House. Deputy Director Dan Bongino announced Monday on social media. Bongino, who's a former right-wing podcaster, that's weird, then listed some cases that the Bureau will either reopen or push additional resources and investigative attention. Now, the way they wrote former right-wing podcaster, would you ever write that about a former left-wing podcaster? Or, you know what I'm saying? Because you never get that in a story when it's talking about one. I just want balance. That's all I really want is balance. This is not, and so this shows bias. It's just strange. It just shows bias. The D.C. bombing, remember the D.C. pipe bombing investigation? They want to reopen that one. They want to reopen the Dobbs decision that got leaked from the Supreme Court. You're telling me you went through all that trouble, and how inept is the FBI that they couldn't find who leaked the decision when only 9 people and their staff knew about the doggone thing? Bizarre. Just bizarre. They should ruin that person's career, and they should never work in the legal field again. Ever. Whether you agreed with it or not, you almost caused a civil uprising because it was something you didn't like. You should probably not be a lawyer because I would not trust that person to do the right thing, to follow the rule of law. I wouldn't. And they should have their license revoked. They should have their law degree stripped, and they should never. You know what I would do? If they went to law school, I would give them their money back. I was like, you're terrible as a lawyer, and you should get your money back. And you should not ever, 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 ever pounce on someone else because you don't like what they think or say or do. But we have a story in the top 5 at 5 that actually goes into something I agree with, when they stomped on what a person said. And in this instance, I actually agree. Do I sound like am I talking out of both sides of my mouth? Yeah, I am. But what it comes down to is you have to look at everything based on the rule of law. And when you don't, that's a problem. When you start putting descriptions of people like left wing, right wing, try Democratic or Republican or something like that. Things people understand. That's things that aren't divisive and things that don't cause uproar, make people mad. So, I don't know. You're listening to The Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Remember, in a few, top five at five.